It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
He's pounding down, loaded up and trucking.
Welcome to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106, or you can send us a text to that same number, 343-0106. Show is brought to you by UJ Chevrolet, Mobile's oldest GM dealer, Alabama Piping Supply, and Ed's Seafood Shed.
Hey.
And, hey, speaking of seafood.
Yes.
Didn't you do something this weekend?
Oh, yeah, man. We went fishing. We took the kids fishing on the Kids Wishing to Go Fishing tournament this past Saturday. This would be our 24th year. We had, 28 kids from the Boys and Girls Clubs, and we took them out fishing all day, and well, not really. We did 8 till 1 o'clock, and every kid caught a fish. And we caught a shark or two. We caught some stingrays. We caught everything. A lot of white trout. So the kids caught. The kid that caught the most fish was the smallest little girl there. And she looked like she was 6, but they said she was 9. So,
right.
You know, but she's standing right there by the edge of the boat. And she put her rod and reel, you know, for you furnished them rod and reels and all.
Right.
And she would throw her rod and reel over, and she just sit there, and she kept moving her rod and reel around. It looked like she, you know, was a bass fisherman or something.
Right.
Where she was whipping on that rod.
Moving the jig.
She
a little
caught
bit.
More fish. She caught 12, 13 fish, I think. Unbelievable. But Doug Houston will be calling us in here in a little while, and we'll talk a little bit more about some of the fine sponsors that helped us do this. And as I say, this is Doug's 24th year, and I've been proud to be work with him on this for about 12 years with the Scuttlebutt radio show, and a lot of great sponsors that continue to work with us. And I tell you what, it's just awesome to see that all these people step up and help take care of these kids and help, you know.
It's such a neat deal getting the kids out there and going fishing. You know, I've taken some kids out fishing before myself, and you know, it's just hilarious to watch them and how they light up. You know, when they're catching the fish. You know, and how amazed they are.
we kept the kids about this little girl was kept fishing there off of the rear of the boat over on, on the port side. And they said, well, I wonder why she's catching all the fish, Mr. Tom. I said, well, we put an X on the back of the boat back there so the fish would know where to come to. You know, they said, Mr. Tom, that don't work that way. I said, sure it does. Yeah, you know, we just put that out. I said, we get off, you look, see if he's not a big X back there on that corner. But hey,
these are trained fish,
couldn't believe those kids would fight for their position unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep.
A little girl. She was about 10 years old, and she went back and got her some fresh bait and got her hook all fixed up and got it baited up. And she come back up there, and this little boy had come over there and got in the way. And she said, you got to move.
That's right. Said, this is my spot.
He said, who are you? She says, you see this rod and reel? He said, yeah. She said, I'll slap you upside the head with it. You get out of my place. I'm going like, hey, go, girl, go. But they was fighting over those positions. They felt like they had a good place. They wasn't giving it up.
That's
baby.
Right.
I thought, that's cool. You know,
those fish are coming from me.
They're growing up quick. They're coming just to that one place right there.
Exactly.
But it's neat. I have had a blast getting going out there and doing that. I was just, it wasn't so bad, Kev.
Yeah.
On the water because the wind was blowing good. It was hot, but everybody loaded up with lotion and kids.
Well, and temperature was down a couple degrees. Humidity was down a little bit. So that makes a huge difference when you get down there on the water.
Well, we have been out there, and it was just miserable.
Oh, yeah.
Miserable with the heat and all, and no wind blowing. Mm-hmm. Fish not biting, you know.
Yeah.
But when the fish start biting and everybody's happy, and, you know, everybody's catching fish and catching little eels and, catching the sharks.
Yeah, you worry about being hot later after.
Oh, yeah.
Once you get fish on board, you know.
Yeah, so they pulled put the cast net out and drug for bait, and they brought in a bunch of little shad and all that kind of stuff, you know, and some shrimp and all.
Mm-hmm.
So we was using that for some of the bait, but they also caught some little squids. Mm-hmm. You know, little octopus or what I guess is baby octopus, squids or whatever they call them.
Right.
But, you know, bait.
Right, right.
But in that, and then they caught several of the blobs. What do they call them? I'm not a fisherman.
Like you talking about a little blowfish thing? Or
yeah, it was just, and now it's just like a blob of stuff. It's a sea, they sting you.
Metawar?
Or something like a man. Yeah, jellyfish.
Yeah.
Okay,
sure,
yeah. Man, you know,
yeah.
That's old age and, you know, going away with me. But anyway, one of the mates was walking around. He says, yeah. See, these things don't pick them up. He'll sting you. He's stinging me right now. And then he moved it, flipped it over to the other hand. And you could see the spots on his hand where that thing was zapping him.
Right.
You know? So he said, see all those red spots? That's why he just stung me. And the kid said, get him away from me. That looked like a blob on a blob show or something. I'm going like, yeah, that kid's got a hell of an imagination. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Get stings.
Oh, yeah, you get stings all over you, man.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. It's no fun, trust me. It's no fun.
So did you guys race this weekend? I know we wait for somebody to call in and ask us about some car problems and all. I'm sure nobody has any car problems.
No, apparently not. Everybody's car must be running.
Yeah,
running
all the cars are running fine. Nobody's got any car problems, you know?
And I know better than that because I've got a shop full of them.
Oh.
Yeah, so I know better. So anyway, but we'll leave that alone. But we didn't get to race this weekend. They didn't have the Outlaws on the schedule for us this weekend. So
that's a good name for your car, Outlaw.
Yeah. And it's everybody in that class. It's,
you're in the Outlaw class. Well, they put you in the right class.
Right. They didn't really single me out or anything, but I guess they just put us in the right class. But that's all good.
They don't like to see y'all show up anyway. You're too strong.
Yeah, well, I mean, I like to keep it that way. I like to be the guy that when I come over the hill coming into pits, is like, oh, man, they're back again this week.
Me too. Yeah, I used to like that.
Yeah, and I was like, man, I didn't want to see them this weekend.
Not them. I thought they wasn't going to be here this week.
Yep. I want to be the guy that they got outrun. So,
I had an occasion like that one time we was racing in Pensacola, and we blew our engine. It only been running it for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, we don't know. We won't run tomorrow night in Mobile. We'll just take a break, you know. So we was all standing around. Actually, everybody got them a little, them little soda waters that you drink, in them cans, whatever, and Country Boy soda waters. And so all the guys go, hey, Tom, we're not going to race tomorrow night? Nah, we're going to take a break, man. We're going to watch everybody else. So then a couple of the racers started coming by. Oh, I'm hearing y'all not going to race tomorrow night. That's good. Maybe we'll get a shot. We know when y'all are there, we're not going to get a chance to win. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad y'all blowed up. I'm going like, man, y'all not be talking like that. You know?
Right.
You just pissed off all of my troops.
Right.
You know, and then next thing I know, it's Tom, John said he's got a block in there, and he's got a crank that's already turned, and he's got a good set of rods and pistons. Do you have some rings and rod bearings and main bearings and all the gaskets in stock? I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. He said, well, we're gonna be at the shop at 2:00 in the morning. We're going home and sleep.
Yeah,
for a couple of hours anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what? He said, oh yeah, we've been talking about
it. Yeah.
Said we got. Four people going to work with John, and then three or four people going into the garage, and they're going to pull the motor and get it ready, get it all that stuff cleaned up, take stuff off of it. We need to put on the other motor.
Right.
Well, I said, okay, if that's what y'all want to do. I was going to give you guys a break. No, those guys done run their mouth too much.
They done pissed us off now.
Yeah. And they saw us coming over the hill, man. You could hear wrenches flying.
damn it, they back.
Yeah, we've done that before. We did it with a mini modified when got in a bad wreck at Mobile and destroyed the car. I mean, really probably should have cut it up and been done with it. But everybody started
when we come back.
Yeah, it did. So, we started doing looking around, and everybody started was laughing and pointing, and that just motivated us to get it fixed that week.
Oh yeah, don't make a bunch of racers mad.
No.
You know, because they were
every time they made me mad, mine always made more horsepower when I came back.
Wonder why that happened.
I don't know what that was. It made me spend more money, but it was always faster
money don't
when
mean
I come back
nothing,
to the racetrack.
Money don't mean anything. You can't take it with you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, let's just leave it. Let's leave it here.
Apparently, I can't because I ain't got it no more. So, so yeah, that's a.
That's the reason I quit racing, because I made a big enough donation.
Apparently, I'm not through giving.
You're not through donating yet?
I'm not through donating yet.
Oh, well, I still go down to casinos and make a donation every now and then.
Yeah,
I like to keep them in business.
Get that disposable income and just go ahead and dispose of it, be done with
it. Yeah, go ahead and dispose of it when it comes in.
Yeah, so, but it's all right.
Well, I'll buy this because I know I got some more coming this week.
Yep. I wouldn't trade it for anything, though. I mean, I had a lot of good memories, a lot of good times at racetracks.
Well, we learned a lot.
Yeah, it did.
The automotive side of it.
Absolutely. Sound like we've come to the end of our first segment. We're going to let you hear from our fine sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
Well, you heard the story of the hot rod race that fatal day when the Ford and the Mercury.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106. But we do have a caller on the phone here. Caller, you with us?
Hello, Tom. How you doing, fella?
Uh-oh, that sounds like the fabulous Doug Houston. Yes.
Come on, don't know about that.
Don't know about the fabulous, huh? Have you recovered yet from the fishing trip?
Yes, talking about the trip today. Man, I can't tell you how much I appreciate what you've done for the kids wishing to go fishing.
Uh-oh. Making my head swell, man.
Well, Tom, can you kind of mention a little bit about our sponsors?
Yes, you know, and it was without these guys, we wouldn't be able to do it. And if, number one is the Doug Houston's 24th anniversary, Kids Wishing to Go Fishing. We've been doing this out of the Roy Martin Young Anglers Tournament. We didn't do it this year. We Tim let us use the Dolphin Island Marina. That was a blessing. We go out on the Duke, which is his boat there. But Scuttlebutt Network, which is the Veterans Show on Wednesday, is one of the main sponsors. But we have guys like L&M Tired in Crichton, Golden Flake, Bay City Collision, Mako Fabrication, Advanced Auto Parts, Don and Becky Ludlam, FM 106.5 naturally, and the Mobile JCs, Boys and Girls Clubs, which is where all the kids came from. And we usually get about 30 kids there each year that come out of the Boys and Girls Clubs in the Mobile area. Dolphin Island Marina, Alabama Pipe and Supply, David Jones and all his fine friends there. Wayne's Wholesale Sporting Goods, Advanced Collision, the Duke Charters, that the Duke boats. We couldn't do it without the Duke because all the kids can't swim. Mm-hmm. Professional Estimating, the Mobile Sheriff's Department, when they're fine deputies that guided the boat down there, the Trailways bus.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's one of the biggest things that the kids get a kick out of is the fact, Doug, that we were able to put them on a Trailways bus down at Walmart in Tillman's Corner, and then they get a escort all the way to Dolphin Island with all the lights flashing and everything and going through the lights. They think they're a football team or something, you know.
You got that right, Tom, man. Yeah. You've done a great job. Talking about the bus ride.
Oh, yes, man, it's unbelievable.
Really important. What we're trying to instill in these children, most of them are between the ages of 8 and 11.
Right.
The most formidable age. And when they can see that the police are helping them, wow, what a difference that makes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
In the way they think. And then, of course, you know, all the experience they get that they've probably never done.
Right.
And then when they get to Dolphin Island, they get to board a boat, which I almost promise you 99% of them have never been on a boat.
Fishing. Sure. And that is just so neat. And, you know, without Dr. Maureen Baldy, she's a retired Army colonel. She's a dentist, children's dentist over there off behind IHOP restaurant. on Airport Boulevard, Crown Products, whatever it takes, and they always step up and help us with donations and all for the kids. And you'll have to bring to tell us a little bit about all that. Our buddy over at Trailways Bus Lines helps us with that. Ralph Angle is always he's always stepping up to the plate there. And ABC Signs, the Callahans down there, help us with getting our shirts printed and all the shirts for the kids because we like to put the same color shirt on them so we kind of keep them all grounded up, you know, keep them together. But
yeah. I tell you, we've got a super crew. I mean, you're talking about 30 children. You've got 10 adults total on the boat.
Yep, yep.
And, Tom, I just wanted to mention, I want to tell everybody today, or tonight, excuse me, that when you see all these children catching multiple fish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
All 10 assistants, adult assistants on the boat are running around trying to take care of everyone.
Oh, they're burnt out when it's over.
It's a fiasco all day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when it's cutting bait and baiting the hooks and then trying to keep the lines from getting all tied up together, you got to figure you got 30 kids fishing off of one boat, you know, which is it's a bay boat. It's just designed for all of that. But, you know, the kids are going to get their rods and reels tangled up and the hooks tangled up. So all the adults are running around taking care of all that and helping them get it squared away. But that's thank God for all of the help that we had on board every year that we've had them.
Tom, I just want to mention one quick thing. The reason I originally kept this program going is when I can see a child catch their first fish, the look on their face,
oh, yes. And, you know, and it doesn't make any difference about what kind of fish it is. But that little girl, that twin that caught that 2.5-3 foot long shark there, that was a hoot. And then the big stingrays that we caught, and then all the catfish that got caught and we throwed back in. But, you know, everybody went home with a bag of fish and a new rod and reel. A tackle
yeah,
box.
They went home with lots of white trout, brown mullet. There was a couple of whiting sticks in. How they wound up in the bay, I have no idea, but they were there. And I don't know, there was just a variety of fish. Everybody caught. It was unbelievable.
Yep. Saturday was a good day to fish. We had a blessed day, and all the kids caught fish. And there was a nice gentleman down there. What was that gentleman's name that started cleaning the fish for the kids?
Oh, that was Captain Dana James.
Unbelievable. He stood over there.
He was on charter business, and yep. He had a full day with a charter. And let me tell you something. When the bay boat goes with that many fish, I think he had five on his boat. And he's talking about a small bay boat. And he worked himself to death all day out in the hot and sun. And
yep.
They came in and cleaned all his clients. And then the kids lined up and he started cleaning their fish. That's unbelievable.
I went over and told him, I said, hey, Cap, I said, man, I said, there's 30 kids here with all those fish. I don't care. I'm going to clean some of them. And those kids kept lining up. But, you know, they were fascinated with how he was cleaning the fish and filleting the ones out, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. He was using, you know, electric fillet knife and all, so that was cool.
I mean, I think it was the most exhilarating experience these children will see for the rest of their life.
Oh, yeah.
They will never forget this.
They'll never forget it. But now, listen, how about that guy down on the island that you know that furnished the food? We'd have mentioned
him. I'm sorry, I couldn't understand you.
How about the guy on the island that furnished the food?
Oh, yes. And, the guy, yeah, that happened to be my brother.
Yeah. The guy,
yeah. That guy, yeah.
And, yeah, he owns a Wave GI. It's a restaurant lounge on Dolphin Island. In fact, it's probably one of the biggest ones. It's around 3,000 square feet total.
Right.
And he stepped up and volunteered for these children to bring all the hot dogs and all the fixings with him.
That was awesome. That was awesome, man. And he was right. He waited until we got back in and brought them down there. And they were still good and hot. That was cool.
Very hot, wrapped up, and everybody had everything put on they wanted, and you know, chips and drinks, so they were happy.
Yep, they didn't go. And we didn't feed them a bunch of old sugary drinks. You know, we had Gatorade and juice packages, so they got some good food.
Yeah.
Doug, appreciate
plenty of water.
Appreciate, yeah, man, and plenty of water. Appreciate you what you did there this weekend with the kids and all. I'm proud to be part of it. Appreciate you giving us a call in here, and let us recognize our sponsors because we couldn't do it without them.
Well, thank you, Tom. I got to tell you real quick, there's a lot of people we did not get to mention that really helped out tremendously.
Oh, they did. A lot of people. Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, sir.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, I tell you, that's a great deal, you know. And it'd be interesting to one day get to talk to some of the people that started doing it, did it on the first few trips out.
Oh, wouldn't it?
20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. They're 25, 26 years old,
right.
You know.
And
they got probably their own kids.
Right, yeah. And do they still fish?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know.
That's neat.
That's just a fun pastime. You know, it can be expensive.
Yeah.
But you don't have to.
Right.
Have the best reel and thousands of dollars of tackle to go out there and have a good time fishing.
Well, I'm not a fisherman, so I don't know all the nomenclature. But I know you've got some reels that you have to keep your thumb on. Whatever they call those.
Mm-hmm.
And then with the type of reels that we give them, though, they're enclosed reels that don't get tangled up.
Right.
The line
right.
didn't get tangled up in there, so they don't have all that problem.
Mm-hmm.
And one little girl said, well, my daddy lets me use his rod and reel, but every time I use it, I get it all tangled up in it, and I just get it all in tied up in knots and all. I like mine. I'm not going to let him use my rod and reel.
I want to know how you manage to get 30 kids on a boat and you don't get everything tied together. And because, I'll go out on my brother's boat, and there's three of us fishing, and we're always tangled up.
We have 10 chaperones.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's getting stuff untied and getting the old bait off, throwing it over. And then they're taking the bait that we don't use, and they're putting it around the boat for chum, you know?
Right.
And You know what's funny, though?
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of guys. We wound up with about five boats parked around us.
Right.
Because they saw, they were sitting there watching those kids fishing. And we had the big signs on the side of the boat, kids wishing to go fishing. So, but they were all sitting out there, and they had binoculars watching the kids catching fish. We had our own show going.
Yep, absolutely. We do have a caller online, but we're going to have to take a break here in just a few seconds. But if he'll hang on, we'll be back with them after our next little break here. But, Phil, about how long we got?
About, sounds like it's getting right now.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
Boom! I had that figured.
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. Could feel it.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break, let you hear from our sponsors, and we'll be back after these messages.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to The Car Doctor Show. This is Car Doctor Kevin Raywinkle along with Tom Claxton. If you have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106. We do have Terry online, but before we go to Terry, I want to read this one text message that we got while we were on break. From Daniel, a man never stands taller than when he kneels to help a child. I love that saying.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is so true, and it doesn't take but just a little effort to do it.
Well, it's just – all you got to do is care.
That's all, just care,
and just show them that you care.
It's a blessing. It blesses me when we were able to do that and see these kids and – you know, when else are they going to get a chance to go deep sea fishing? You know what I mean? Get out on a bay boat or whatever.
Right.
And get their own rod and reels and tackle boxes and all the goodies, the backpack.
Yeah.
And then all the goodies that we had Crown products to give us, and the cups and mugs and all that stuff,
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, it's a blessing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You sleep
absolutely.
Good that night, baby.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. So let's go to Terry. Terry, you with us?
Yes, sir. You talk about them reels that you got to ride your thumb on. That's some bait casters. And kneeling to help a child's like when I go to the corner store to pick up a cold beer, and I see this starving wet cat on the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
I buy a can of cat food while I'm in the store.
Right. Just can't
man,
stand
I appreciate you feeding my cat.
Yeah.
I'm feeding somebody.
Yeah.
Now, I just wanted to give y'all a little follow-up and ask Kevin a second question. Now, I called about a month ago about a 2011 Silverado 5.3 I bought that I was getting some major vibrations on acceleration, and Kevin told me to scroll through the screens and look for the V4, V8 display, and that it might be the transition back and forth between that, and also to check things like motor mounts. And he was exactly right. I did find that screen, and when it seems to really struggle and delay to go back to V8 when I would start accelerating. But of course, I don't stomp on the gas. You know, I'm the kind of guy that just likes to cruise along.
Oh, you don't drive like
I
do.
But I did find out I held the brake and put it in gear and gave it some acceleration. I did feel the movement. It had a broke motor mount on the driver's side.
Mm-hmm.
So I replaced that. But I also put a Diablo tuner module in it, which locked it in V8 mode.
Right.
And that has really, really helped not having that delay and struggle from coasting to acceleration.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering if Kevin is a pro or con to that module as far as the engine.
Well, okay, you're going to get Kevin, the old hot rodder's answer, and then I'll give you the, you know, Kevin, the shop foreman from UJ Chevrolet's answer.
opinions.
There are two different opinions here, but it's, you know, I have no problem with it being locked in V8 mode. Actually, it's a better deal for the motor. The not locking and unlocking the lifters to go into the V4 mode to me is a better deal. It just works better. I don't see a big enough advantage out of the V4 mode as far as fuel economy to make it worthwhile and put up with the aggravation of the little, you know, feel that you get out of it and that. You know, on the later model ones, they've changed the way that system works a little bit, and it's a little less noticeable.
Maybe quicker responsive or something.
Yeah, it's a little more responsive. Plus, they're not killing the same four cylinders all the time. They kind of randomly do it, so it changes things up a little bit, and it's a little better on the newer ones. But you know, no, I mean, if it's I'd leave it alone. I'd leave it like that.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if I drive it conservative like I do, that If I let off the gas, ain't none of them burning any gas, you know.
Exactly.
It don't matter. You don't. Why switch? Why drop four if I'm not on the gas pedal, you know?
Exactly. I'm with you on that. You know. So now then on the
I want to hear this side
Chevrolet. You know, it does. It will kill your warranty, which you don't have to worry about that because yours is already out of warranty. Yeah, so you know, I don't have a problem with leaving the shop foreman.
I got a 2000 that holds well over 40 pounds, 60, 70 pounds oil pressure.
Right.
And this 2011 is only holding 30 unless I'm, you know, driving. If I'm sitting at idle, it's only holding 30.
Right.
And I'm like, this dropping and picking up cylinder business might be causing issues on the rings and pistons and internal components of the engine.
And it does. They've actually found that where it dumps the oil, you know, because it has to reroute some oil to make all this stuff work. You know, it actually will cause some consumption problems, you know, in some of them. But they found ways around all that. But you know, it's I just like them so much better with that turned off. I really do. Yeah.
Yeah. It definitely drives a lot better because it had such a delay in bringing back the 8. When you went to acceleration, it seemed to struggle for like 3 seconds, 5 seconds before it picked back up to 8. You know? And I'm like, that's just not cool, you know?
Oh, yeah. I agree with you. That, you know, my only downside to doing that is just the fact that it kills your warranty on it, but you ain't got that problem.
Right.
So, you know,
I got a 2011. It's, just pushing 300,000 miles, about to hit 270.
Yeah.
And it runs great,
mm-hmm.
and everything on it works fine. It's just that that drivability issue was really bothering me. It just wasn't right. normal to me. It's, and like I said, the motor mount was exaggerating it, but that mm-hmm. switching from four to eight cylinders just didn't seem right to me.
Fix,
and I've actually heard people say that they got better mileage by locking it in eight.
Well, and it's not necessarily the locking it in eight that's giving it the better mileage. It's some of the other tuning that they do to along with it, you know, because, you know, they're not bound by the federal emissions laws trying to keep it, you know, extremely clean coming out the tailpipe and doing some of the goofy things they have to do with it to make it clean out the tailpipe. You know, they can
right.
they can focus more on making it run better and more efficiently, you know.
Right.
So it that's kind of where they're getting their gains. So it's to me, it's just a better deal. I like it.
Yeah.
If I had one that was out of warranty that you know had the
switching.
Yeah, and I'm drawing a blank on what they actually call it, but it's active fuel management.
Right.
I would not hesitate at all to delete it.
You know, I thought really you was having one of my old ages.
It's a senior moment. I get a
senior moment. I have a lot of those. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm starting to get more of them.
Well, I appreciate your advice, and I enjoy the show. I listen every week, although I may not call
appreciate you, brother. Calling back and letting us know that the man, Kevin, did the proper diagnosis.
Well, it's always nice to know him right once in a while.
All right. Y'all have a good night.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you for calling in.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. But, it's always nice to know I'm right once in a while. So,
well, yeah. I mean, you know, I've been knowing you for a long time, and I hadn't seen you wrong many times.
So. Well, that's what I tell the guys that are, you know, that work with me, you know, it's like, you know, rule
number. Well, tell them to call me. I'll tell them.
Yeah, I've only got two rules, you know. You know, rule number one is Kevin's always right.
Right.
And
rule number two?
Rule number two is if
refer
Kevin's
to rule
wrong,
number one.
Refer back to rule number one. So, you know, it don't matter. So,
heads not right and tails you lose.
Right, right. So,
that's cool.
Just the way it works.
Yeah, that's the way that works.
That's just the way it works.
Yeah. Especially when they can say, Kevin, BOSS.
That's right.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. So, you know, it's all good, and yeah, I'm glad that you know, took care of his issues with his truck. And that's, you know, this is, you know, you and I'm sure the listeners have heard before, you know, we don't make nothing off the show. This is all about a public service to the listeners, and we enjoy doing it and keeping our name out there in front of people and doing the community service.
Right,
you know?
And it's a chance to promote the sponsors that help us stay on the air. And it's, you know, this is my 38th year, so, you know, undoubtedly it works. I don't know what that means, really, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, and that's neat. Mm-hmm. But all that being said, what we're also saying and what you said a while ago is now the 2011 phase of that 468 deal.
Right.
Was kind of one of the originating years where they were experimenting with that.
Yeah, they started about 2008, I believe.
2008, yeah. But they still hadn't
But it stayed kind of the same for several years.
But now, if you have one of those vehicles, you know, in a period of 10 years or 8, 9, 10 years, they've got all that refined.
Right.
You know, it's kind of like when we go back to the days when they first come out with a computer and they first started that stuff. It was a fire drill.
Yeah. Well, I mean, first off, they tried it way too early.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like on the 19 Silverado that I drive, I have to pay attention and try and feel it be in V4 mode or not necessarily V4, but it's dropping random cylinders and it may drop down to one cylinder running, but, I don't ever feel it.
Yeah.
You know, I can pick it out if I'm looking for it, you know, but that's me, you know, and I know what I'm looking for. So, but, you know, it's not like it used to be,
you know.
And we'll get back into the V4, 6, 8 thing.
That's fine. But trying to impress is the fact that it's now they have got enough mileages on it, enough vehicles produced on it that they've had it in the field long enough that they've got the bugs out of it.
Exactly. You exactly. Know, so. You know, it's like I've always said, there's nothing like, you know, you can do all the million mile testing and all that, but there's nothing like handing it to Billy Bubba and his buddies right. and let them go have it for a weekend.
Let's
see what they do with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like put a little about a million of those Billy Bobs right. have it, you know, and,
right.
and a million of them, each one of them put 100,000 miles on it, you'll get the bugs out of it.
Right. Let's take one of our callers, and we may stretch this segment a little bit, but we got a couple callers online here. Caller, you with us?
Hey, Kev.
Hey.
Kevin, how are you, Mr. Claxton, doing Fine. Tonight?
Fine.
Hey, Kev, it's been a while. I was thinking about you the other day.
All right. I just got in, got off work, just listening to you guys. Let's just go back to the simple days right there where you had a 327, 454. Let's put a Holley 750 double pumper on it right there and rock and roll. How about that?
All right. Okay. You know, my daughter just got her 69 Camaro back with that 327 in it with that full barrel 600 Holley on it and the Power Glide. You know, what yep. else can you say?
Keep them
simple. I saw her when she put that on Facebook, and I'm like, I was glad for her there.
Oh, yeah.
Brings that good old memory sitting in the parking lot at school when everybody had a hot rod.
You know, don't you know? Don't you know?
I was driving my 55 Chevrolet around yesterday and today, just enjoying the old school stuff for a little while, you know. But
that's it, man. I still got mine over there at Mama's right there. I need to get back into it, but you know how it is. You get in that daily grind, and you look at it and go, I'll do it tomorrow.
That's because you're right. selling so many Toyotas.
Yep. Well, I tell you, I try right there. If they want to come in and oblige, I'll help them out. That's the fact.
Exactly.
Y'all have got some fine equipment out there, too.
We do. You know, it's funny because I talk with, you know, old gearheads like us, and we talk about the good old days, and then of course you look at the new safety on stuff, and of course, you know, mechanics have become technicians, as we know right there.
Oh yeah.
Some of those kids can't tie their shoes, but they know about computers. That's
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they can't talk to the public, but they'll eat up a computer.
Oh yeah.
That's a fact. Yeah. That's a fact. So yeah. it's nice to go back to the hot rod shows and kind of reminisce the good old days. So,
amen, yeah. brother.
I agree, 100%.
Well, listen, I just wanted to holler at you guys and always enjoyed the show, so. Yeah, we'll have to get together and go have some lunch sometime.
There you go. Well, sounds
we'll
good.
Tomorrow?
All right. I'll take care. Have a good evening.
All right. Take care.
Good. Always good to hear from you. But I guess we're going to take a break, and we got another call online. If they'll hang on, we'll be back after these messages and see what they got going.
On a long and lonesome highway east of Omaha, you can listen to the engine moaning out his one lone song. You can think about the woman or the girl you knew the night before.
It's The Car Doctor with Kevin Raywinkle and Tom Claxton on FM Talk 106.5. Call Kevin and Tom now at 343-0106 with your car maintenance and repair questions. The doctor is in.
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Show. This is the Car Doctor, Kevin Raymond, along with Tom Clash. If you have any questions, give us a call, 343-0106, or send us a text to the same number. But we do have a caller online. We have Mike. Mike, you with me?
Yeah.
And good. What we can do for you?
You there?
Yes. Yes, I got you. Hello, Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is probably a simple question for y'all, but I've got a 2012 Mustang.
Uh-huh.
Put a new battery in it last October.
Yeah.
And the thing went dead. I'm not sure whether it's the battery or not, but it's just like it's a dead battery.
Right.
It was running fine one day, and then the next day I got in, it was just completely dead, no electrical or anything.
Right.
I was just curious. It's supposed to be a good battery in it. And one thing I was wondering, this battery has a blanket around it.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm just wondering if that may be overheated or something.
Well, actually, that's there to insulate it from the heat of the engine compartment. So it's actually trying to help it stay a little cooler or warmer during the winter months. It's kind of a dual-purpose blanket. So, you know, I have noticed that the batteries that are mounted under the rear seat or in the trunk do tend to last longer because they stay out of that extreme heat and cold. A friend of mine just changed the battery in his Buick LeSabre. He checked the date on it, and the battery was 12 years old.
Oh,
So,
but it was under the seat.
But it was under the back seat.
Oh, yeah, that's the only reason.
It was clean, clear, you know, stayed out of the weather. So,
oh, yeah.
But it worked. Now, when it died an ugly death. But it was, you know, so.
Well, you know, I've never had a problem on one. I've had batteries that last 5 or 6 years, and this is the first time I've had one in less than a year that's just died on me, if that's the case.
Well, you know, and it's there could be other things wrong. But you know, batteries, just like anything else man-made, it can die tomorrow, you know, so that's why they do have warranties on them. So I mean, it wouldn't be extremely unusual for a battery to die after, you know, to go bad after a year. You know, like I say, that's why you get warranties on them. So you know, they're I would have the battery tested. You know, if you're in a situation where you can take the battery out and let them test it, give them time.
If I try to jump it off just to see if I can get electrical to it, you think that would?
Yeah, and that's not a bad way to go. Is just go ahead and try and you know, jump it off or hook a charger to it. And, you know, it's actually better to charge the battery again and see if it'll charge up and crank. As long as you've got the time to do that, it's a little easier on the electrical system on the vehicle, because if you crank a car that's got a totally dead battery in it, that alternator's working awful hard trying to charge that battery up and keep up with the electrical demands of the vehicle itself.
So if I try to charge it, I didn't need to disconnect everything?
No, you can charge it with it hooked up. It'd be fine. So just make sure when you plug it up, plug it up right. You know, hook it up positive, positive, negative, negative. And put it on a medium charge and let it sit, you know, for most of the day, And you know, see what it does from there. You know, that'll at least tell you whether you've got a electrical concern, you know, computer type or connection issue, or if it is actually a battery, you know, concern.
Did you buy the battery from a battery shop?
I bought it from Costco.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, do they have a service there where they will check the alternator and all to see if the battery's still good?
I'm not sure about that. I'll have to call them. I just hadn't had a chance to call them yet.
Yeah.
I was planning on doing that on Friday.
Yeah, if it's mine, I think once I did get the battery charged up, that's what I'd want to do is see if it's a bad battery or if the alternator is producing like it should. You know, because it could be either one, mm-hmm. and or both. You know, sometimes when one of them goes out like that, it'll take the other one with it.
Yeah, and. And you may have, you know, just all of a sudden gotten a draw on the system for some reason.
Yeah.
I had a Camaro that I just finished up today that, you know, just all of a sudden it had an 8-amp draw on the system, which kills the battery pretty quick. And it ended up being a seat heater and cooling system module on the passenger seat that was keeping multiple modules awake.
All right.
On the car.
Now, you and I, or not you and I, but me and the other people that are listening,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't have the diagnostic equipment that would define that, would we?
No, and it took me a full day and a half to find this.
Really?
So it was interesting to find, because it really didn't give me any information or any indication where to go look for it. So
okay, so you did. Okay, wait a minute. Now, there's supposed to be a code in there. You can just go put the code and get to check it out.
Well, I got the code, but it didn't lead me towards the module that it was talking about.
Oh, really?
So that was the problem. So, but it's it helped. Helped.
Okay.
It gave me a circuit to go look for.
Well, you know, we always think, just stay in time, man. If something's wrong, we just check the codes in, and the code will tell you what's wrong with it.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily slow.
Yeah, not always. Not always. But you know, hey, it is what it is. You know, well, that's what I'm there for. You know, get aggravated about it sometimes.
That's
why you make
the big bucks, baby.
Yeah, I'd wish they pay me in regular size ones that I can actually spend. But
you
know,
you're getting miniature bucks.
Yeah. So, but
was it bitcoins or
something like that?
Little bitty coins.
Yeah, little bitty coins. Yeah, that's what it is. But let's see. We do have a message here from Rapid Ray.
Oh my goodness, that's my buddy.
Yep. Hello, yeah, Dr. Kevin. What do you think of the mid-engine C8 Corvette? Any room for servicing and repairs with the mid-engine setup? My guess is going to be no, because manufacturers, they don't care about me.
So, you're the least of their problems.
Yeah, I'm the least of their worries. So I don't know. There'll be a way to service everything, trust me. But as far as ease to work on, no, it's not going to be easy to work on. You know, I can expect if it's something fairly involved with the motor, I can see having to drop the whole system out of the bottom and then work on it and put it back up. But if that is the case, usually it's set up to do that, and it's not that hard to drop everything out of.
Hey, you know what? I've been in the dealerships, and I've seen a lot of the cars now.
Mm-hmm.
I see guys can drop an engine completely out of the car in a couple hours.
Oh, easily. You drop the whole front suspension, transmission, motor out on a table and drop it down in an hour and a half.
Really?
You know, you can
fix whatever's wrong.
Then the work goes into fixing it once it's on the table, and then you just put it back up in there.
Then button it back up.
I mean, I know I make that sound a little easy, but
I've seen it done though.
But it can't. It's the easy way to fix it.
You guys that have done that, you know.
Yeah, I mean, they build them to service. You know, not necessarily with a service guy in mind, but they do build them to be able to be repaired.
They didn't build them for do-it-yourselfers to service.
They don't care about the do-it-yourselfer.
No,
but. Just want to mention, we're coming up to the end of the show. I want to mention our main primary sponsor, UJ Chevrolet, my employer. We have a very good inventory right now. They're pushing a bunch of deals right now on their inventory on the Equinoxes, Traverses, and the 1500s, the Chevrolet truck, Silverados. They sent out a thing today that said no reasonable offer refused. So I go hold them to that. If
there
I
you
was
go. Y'all. Yeah, but, just make a decent offer.
Yeah,
and you know there won't be any like, hey, you know what, guys?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the very few old family dealerships that are still around, and we see so many of the corporate things around here now that we don't see a lot of the family type deals where they're looking, you know, they go to church with you on Sunday and the grocery store during the week, type deal. You know, they don't take all the money out of it.
All the family and friends and money stays here.
Right. So, there you go, baby. I want to support the local people.
Yep. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Car Doctor Show. This is the Car Doctor, Kevin Ramkel, along with Tom Blackson. Tom, you want to say goodbye?
Certainly do. I beg a big old booyah to all of our vets and first responders. Thank you, guys.
Load to Texas.